CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 29th of September 2013. Here are the main news headlines. Ofcom presents at the National Hamfest. Low frequency operations from Portugal, operation from Herm. Paul Jarvis of Ofcom addressed the National Hamfest on the subject of their planned licence review in order to hear feedback from those at the event. The RSGB has been engaging with Ofcom in their early thinking on various aspects of the licence review and was pleased to see a number of areas included that will support the development of amateur radio. Whilst Ofcom are keen to emphasise that radical change is not part of their agenda, the Society wants to ensure that certain aspects of clarification of current licence conditions and not detrimental to the interests of its members. Paul Jarvis emphasised that while he was keen to get feedback from those present at the Hamfest, Ofcom was not staffed to enter into dialogue at this stage, but that there would be ample opportunity for all to comment once the consultation was launched next year. Members will have another opportunity to listen and speak to Paul at the forthcoming RSGB convention, as well as participate in litmus tests on some of the issues likely to be included in the licence review. Amateurs in Portugal have some new operating spectrum as well as a few rules changes. On the 6th of September, the nation's telecommunications regulator issued an addendum to Portugal's national table of frequency allocations. In summary, the changes include the allocation of the new 472 to 479 kHz band to the amateur service with secondary status and changes to conditions for access to the 50 to 52 MHz and the 1270 to 1300 MHz bands. The latter affects only some licensed classes. The Martello Tower Group are returning to Herm Island from the 4th to the 9th of October using the call sign GP0PKT. Activity will be 400 watts on 80 metres to 10 metres, including the WAUX bands, using SSB and RT2Y. Although Herm is part of the EU114 Guernsey IOTA group, it isn't activated very often and the GP0 prefix should attract some interest. The expedition is being sponsored by Kenwood UK, who loaned a TS59 to Sugar. All QSOs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World and direct or bureau cards should be sent via G6NHU. Further details, cqrz.com. Bletchley Park will be hosting a two-day event on the 5th and 6th of October, looking at communications throughout the 20th century, and particularly in times of war, from the post and pigeon carriers to radio, telephones, television and beyond. There'll be exhibits from the Vintage Military Amateur Radio Society, Milton Keynes Museum and the British Postal Museum, amongst others. The National Radio Centre will be open all weekend and visitors have the opportunity to go on air and pass greetings message from GB3RS. More information on the Bletchley Park website. A reminder to constructors, designers and programmers that the closing date at the end of September for registering and entry for the Centenary Construction Competition is nearly here. Entries don't have to be complex or innovative, and full details can be found in RSGB on the RSGB site. GB100 RSGB, the special event call sign celebrating the RSGB centenary, will be operated today the 29th of September and tomorrow by Worksop ARS on the HF bands as well as 2 metres and 70 sems using CWSSB and FM. Tuesday sees the Hallam DX group take over from Theddlethorpe St Helen with operation on the 10 and 160 metre bands using SSB and CW. Wednesday is the turn of Loughborough DARC from Shepshed, where operation will be on the 10, 15, 20 and 40 metre bands using SSB. Thursday and Friday, Lynx Mobile DXs will operate from Hotoft Bank on the HF, VHF and UHF bands using SSB and FM. Next weekend, Hucknall Rolls-Royce ARC will run on the 60 metre bands using SSB and data. Please note these operations are from Region 13, not Region 5, as the October Radcom says. Details of how to get your QSL card are on the RSGB website. Under the operating drop-down menu, click on Centenary Station. NASA has invited amateurs around the world to say hello to its Juno spacecraft as it passes close to Earth on the 9th of October. The experiment will use the amateur 10-metre band using CW, and you'll need to know basic Morse to send the two letters HI. More information on how to take part on the web is www.jpl.nasa.gov/HIJUNO. An amateur radio 9-day special event is taking place starting this weekend to help support the many donor-funded flying medical services around the world. Special event stations will promote these services and donations go direct to the medical organisations. If you want to take part, registration is mandatory and all stations taking part will be issued a registration number that's listed on the website. This event is being supported by the same team that operates the well-established International Museum Weekends. If you want to see more, see qrz.com. The Portuguese Maritime Police and National Regulator have acted over illegal communications and interference in an operation that resulted in confiscation of radio equipment and heavy fines to 10 operators. Raids were apparently made on 28 vessels and 29 harboured stations, both on sea, inland and in waterways. The authorities said the operation was based on interference complaints, legal radio systems, including amateur radio service, aeronautical band, maritime services and commercial radio frequencies. Details of rallies now. Northampton Radio Club is hosting the national final of the British Top Band Direction Finding Association competition today, Sunday the 29th. In this, the national final, competitors will be required to locate three hidden transmitters operated using CW and AM in the 1.8 MHz band and with a maximum carrier level of 9 dBW. The event starts at 12:50, concludes at 16:30. For more information, refer to BTBDFA, which is http://www.topbanddf.org.uk. The West Tyrone ARC annual conference takes place on the 5th of October at the Technology Education Centre in Omagh. The speakers this year include Carlos G3VHF from AMSAT UK, Patty I2HX from IRTS, Len GM0NX from the RSGB, Phil MI0VIM, Graham MI0WGM and Simon GW0NVN. Doors open 10:30, first speak at 11 o'clock. Sunday the 6th of October is a busy day for rallies. The Autumn Militaria and Electronics and Radio Amateur Hangar Sale takes place at the Hack Green Secret Nuclear Bunker, Nantwich, Cheshire. CW58AL, doors open 10 a.m. Civil, military and vintage radio equipment and vehicle spares and more. Contact Lucy Siebert, 01270-623-353. Blackwood and District ARS Rally will be held at Colleg Gwent, Risker Road, Cross Keys, NP117ZA, Torquay's on S22, doors open 10 a.m, admission £2, trade stands, car booked area and a bring and buy. More information from Dave, GW4HBK, 01495-228516. The 24th Great Northern Hamfest will be held at Barnsley Premier Leisure Complex, Queen's Road, Barnsley, S71 1AN, doors open 10:30, admission 3:50, trade stand, special interest groups and RSGB bookstall. Details from Ernie, G4LUE 07984191873. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of the news or Radcom, email gb2rs@gb2.org.uk. Different setup this week. I'm carrying straight on now towards the end of the news, but excluding the local. During October, so news of special events. During October, GB1LCT will be on the air from Leyland in Lancashire. The station is a tribute to the men and women of Leyland who built and operated the Centurion tanks. The operators Mark G1PIE, Phil M6SRZ and Pam 2E1HQY will be transmitting from the site of the Centurion tank. More on QRZ.com. On the 4th and 5th of October, the Lynx Mobile DXs will be running G100 RSGB Centenary Station from Huttoft Bank in Lincolnshire, locator JO03DG and WAB Square TF57. will be operating 10 to 160 metre bands SSB, VHF, UHF, using SSB and FM operators Jim, G0EJQ and Ray G7TAS say that internet access will be limited, but they welcome visitors. A special event station, GB1BOL, commemorating the 750th anniversary of the Battle of Largs, which was fought between the Vikings and Scots, on the 2nd of October 1263, will operate the Battle of Largs Pensil Monument near the Largs Yacht Haven. Operating on the 2nd of October only, they'll be using 20 and 40 metre bands, SSB operators MM0IMC and Andrew MM6GTJ say this will be a QRP station, QSL, EQSL, logbook of the world only. See QRZ.com for more. During October, Chorley and District ARS will be running GB1BNB as part of the ROC Bunkers Month. The station will be at the site of the Brinscourt nuclear bunker near Chorley. QSL via the Bureau or Graham G7DKY QTHR. More on QRZ.com. Horton-le-Spring Amateur Radio Club is running GB6HF, commemorating the Horton Feast from the Saturday the 5th of October to from the Dubmire Royal Legion Royal British Legion Club Fence Houses. On now to DX News. Vietnam will be on the air in a few weeks when N0ODK will be operation from Ho Chi Minh City as 3 Whiskey 2DK between the 17th and 24th of October. His operations will be on 20, 70 and 50 and 10 metres, QSL N0ODK direct, by the Bureau or Logbook of the World. Carl, LA8DW, is going back to Svalbard to reactivate JW8DW. Svalbard counts as EU026 for islands on the air. Look for him until the 2nd of October. Vili DJ7RJ will stay on Reunion Island, AF016, until the 2nd of November. Using his call sign Fox Radio Stroke Own, he will be on the 10 to 160 metre bands using SSB and CW, with a focus on the lower bands, QSL DJ7RJ Direct or Bureau. Carl, LA7DW, will be on the air again as JW8DW, from the JW5E Club on Spitsbergen Island, EU026, until the 3rd of October. Using the 10 to 80 metre bands, he's going to be operating CW and SSB, also RITI and PSK31, QSL Logbook of the World, and LA8DW Direct or Bureau. The team, under the call sign EJ0M, will operate from Arran Island, EU121, until the 5th of October. On the air with 5 stations, they'll be using CW and SSB, QSL G0MTD, Direct or Bureau. Tom DL4VM will return to North Jutland, NJ001, and operators OZ stroke call sign until the 19th of October, QSL DL4VM, Direct or Bureau. Contest new CQ Worldwide RITI TX contest ends today, having been going for the last 48 hours using 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange of signal report and zone, which is UK, in the UK is 14. The UK Microwave Group is holding another of its cumulative contests today, the 29th. The bands in use will be 5.7 to 24 gigs, running 0616 to 1800 UTC, exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Tuesday the 1st of October sees the 144 megs UK activity contest taking place from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. The Worktall Britain HF phone contest takes place next weekend, Saturday the 5th of October, 1200 UTC until the 6th at 1200 UTC. Eligible bands 20 metres 15 and 10. Exchange will be a signal report, serial number and WAB squares. Entries need to be with the contest manager by 27th of October. Full details and rules, log sheets and so on from the WAB website, www.worked-all-britain.co.uk, or from the contest manager G3XKT. The weekend of the 5th and the 6th is busy. It's one busy one for UHF and microwave people, with the 1.2 and 2.3 gigs trophy contest taking place for 8 hours on Saturday the 5th, starting at 1400 UTC, using all modes the exchange's signal report serial number and locator, starting at exactly the same time but running for 24 hours, the 432 to 248 gigahertz contest is where the serious microwavers get their kicks, it says here. Those who enter either of these contests will have their logs automatically forwarded for entry into the IARU event unless they definitely say they don't want to. There are some very different non-RSGB contests on the first week of the month too. The first to start at 0800 on Saturday the 5th is the SSB leg of this year's Oceania DX contest. There are sections for single-op and multiple-op stations with the points for QSOs different on each band to encourage LF activity in particular. Work Oceania, that's VKZL and Pacific Islands only. First autumn EU sprint takes place for 4 hours, starting at 1600 UTC. On the 5th, using 3.5 to 14 megs bands, the exchange is both call sign, serial number and name. 2128 megs contest takes place on the 6th of October, 1900 UTC, using CW or SSB, the exchange's signal report serial number and district. The UK Microwave Group's low band contest is the 6th of October, 0800 to 1400 UTC, using all modes on the 1.3, 2.3, 3.4 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. Solar factual data now. For the period from Friday the 20th to Thursday the 26th of September, compiled by Neil Clark, G0CAS. Yet another week where solar activity looks like solar minimum rather than maximum, as where we are now. Despite up to 7 sunspot groups visible, solar activity was at very low levels, except for 8 small C-class solar flares that took place, 4 on the 23 the following day, 1 on the 24th. Solar flux varied little day to day, and the average was 110 units. The 90-day solar flux level on the 26th was the same level last week at 111 units. X-ray flux levels declined slightly from B2.8 units on the 20th to B1.9 by the 23rd and the 24th. The average was B2.3 units. Geomagnetic activity was quiet every day. Activity did decrease slightly on the 24th, but the AP index only reached 10 units that day. The average was 6 units. Solar wind speed data from the ACE spacecraft saw solar wind speeds increase from 340 kilometers per second to 460 by the 24th. Particle densities were low except for a brief increase to 60 particles per cubic centimeter around midday on the 24th. BZ varied between minus 3 and plus 4 nanoteslas on the quiet days and between minus 10 and plus 11 nanoteslas during the 24th. Finally, the solar forecast for the coming week, with the quiet side of the sun expected to be looking our way, solar activity is expected to be at very low levels. There is a chance, though, that activity could increase to low levels on some days. Solar flux levels are expected to be around the 100 mark for most of the week. Geomagnetic activity could be slightly unsettled today and tomorrow because of a small recurring coronal hole, but then decline to quiet levels for the remainder of the week. MUFs during daylight hours at equal latitudes, 22 megs for the south, 19 for the north. Darkness hour low should be about 11 megs. Paths this week to Australia should have a maximum usable frequency with a 50% success rate of about 25 megs, but the best working frequency, meaning 90% success, is more likely to be 20 megs. The best time to try this path will be between 0800 and midday UTC. And that's it for this week from the propagation team. You're listening to GB2RS. Read by G4NJH, this is the news for the UK Midlands. On Sunday the 29th of September, Withall Radio Club is taking part in the CQ Worldwide RITI contest and has a club net on 145.225 megs at 8 p.m. On Monday there's a curry night at the Monsoon at 6:30 p.m. and the advanced license courses at 8 p.m. On Tuesday the meeting is free and easy and taking part in the 144 megs UK activity contest. On Friday is the usual Shack Social and Sunday's the regular club net, 145.225 megs. Details from Chris G0EYO 07710412819. under the 30th of September Coventry Amateur Radio Society as a clubnet on 145.375 megs. Contact John G8SEQ 07958 777363. Monday, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronics Society is having an informal evening. More from Antui1GKY 01242 699595, daytime only. Monday also, Sutton Coalfield Amateur Radio Society has an open net on 145.250 megs or the next clear frequency available. More from Robert Bird, spiritguide at hotmail.co.uk. Tuesday the 1st of October, Derby and District Amateur Radio Society has a junk sale. Contact Richard Buckby, radio at dadars.org.uk for more information. On Tuesday, Dudley and District Amateur Radio Society is taking part in the 2 Meter UK Activity Contest as part of a night on the air. Wednesday, the full licence training course continues. More from Carl Roberts, M0ZCR, email m0zcr at live.co.uk. Tuesday, Lincoln Shortwave Club is taking part in the 144 Megs UK Activity Contest at 8 p.m. Wednesday is time to tidy up, following the National Hamfest, followed by a Natter Night, and Thursday sees a repeater net on 145.725 megs. On Saturday, there's a surgery and mentoring session at 9 a.m, and the club is taking part in the WAB HF phone contest at noon. Sunday the 6th of October, the club is taking part in the WAB HF phone contest starting at 12. That's just repeated itself, surely. Oh no, that's Sunday, I'm sorry. For more information, contact Pam Rose, G4STO 01427 788356. Tuesday, Loughborough District Amateur Radio Club holds its AGM. Prompt start 8 p.m. More information, Chris, G1ETZ 01509 504319. On Tuesday, South Birmingham Radio Society holds a coffee morning from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. All are welcome. On Thursday, there are training classes with Dave, G8OWL. And on Friday, there's a shack work to do with a rag chew. More from Mick Cleary, G7RRP 07595 696359. Wednesday the 2nd, Midland Amateur Radio Society is holding an outside barbecue and training classes. Details from Norman, G8BHE 07808078003. Wednesday, South Stephen Amateur Radio Society has an informal meeting. Contact Nigel, M0CVO 01476402550. On Wednesday, Telford and District Amateur Radio Society is holding a committee meeting and putting GX3ZME on the air on HF, VHF and UHF. Contact Mike, G3JKX, 01952299677. Thursday the 3rd of October, Shropshire Amateur Radio Society has a Natter Night and is holding a committee meeting. Details, www.salop-ars.org.uk. Friday the 4th of October, Coventry Amateur Radio Society holds a charity night in tribute to Brian Eastick. Contact John, G8SEQ, 07958 777363. And on Friday, Hucknall Rolls-Royce Amateur Radio Club has a club meeting starting at 8:30 p.m. followed by a members forum. On Saturday, the club is running an RSGB centenary special event station, followed by a club meeting. For more information, contact Dave Wilde, G1YAI, treasurer at hrarc.com. And Saturday the 5th of October, Rugby Amateur Transmitting Society is testing equipment and antennas at the new clubhouse. Details from Steve, G8LYB, 01788 578940. And that's it for another week.